My name's Rob Schmidt. I'm the station manager of CKUW 95.9 FM at the University of Winnipeg in Manitoba. You're listening to Reclaim Your Radio, a presentation of the NCRA. CKUW has been on the FM dial since 1999, but closed circuit on campus at the University of Winnipeg since before the university even existed. In 1963, student David Shilliday founded what he called CJUC at United College. CJUC grew out of David's work in the language lab here at the university and his work providing the DJ system and PA for events on campus, dances, presentations, and things like that. David Shilliday visited us a few years ago, and we sat down and talked to him. First, we began the interview with a tour of the campus, looking at the glorified broom closet that housed CKUW back in the 60s. We then sat down and talked about some of the circumstances surrounding the creation of CKUW and what it was like creating radio at that time.
Yeah, I remember that. Painted same ugly green. Yeah, because then that went up to the staircase, and then that should be Graham Hall right there. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the other one, there was another staircase through there and up. So this is probably it back in here where the original CJUC got started. September, early October of 1963. And then we just basically plugged into, we got extra wiring plugged into the sound system in Riddell Hall, which were just speakers mm-hmm. in the ceiling. And there were a few other areas that also had speakers in the ceiling that were run off the same wire or lines. You couldn't really shut any of them off, so.
Throughout history, there have been many songs written about the Eternal Triangle. This next one tells the story of a Mr. Grayson, a beautiful woman, and a condemned man named Tom Dooley. When the sun rises tomorrow, Tom Dooley must hang.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley, hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley, poor boy, you're bound to die. I met her on the mountain, there I took her life. Met her on the mountain, stabbed her with my knife. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley, hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley, poor boy, you're bound to die. This time tomorrow, reckon where I'll be. Hadn't it been for Grayson, I'd have been in Tennessee.
Well now, boy,
hang down your head,
Dooley. Hang down your head and cry.
Hang down your head and try. Oh boy, you're bound to die.
Well now, boy,
hang down your head and try.
Hang down your head and cry.
Hang down your head.
Bound to die.
This time tomorrow, reckon where I'll be. Down in some lonesome valley, hanging from a white oak tree.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die.
Oh, well, now, boy.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry.
Oh, well,
hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die. Poor boy, you're bound to die. Poor
oh boy, you're bound to die.
Probably in the last 4 months of 62, before Tom graduated, we started talking about doing something if and when Riddell Hall was built. And then we talked to Ron Riddell about it, and what did he think, and he was positive. So probably even before Tom left, but nothing was done because there was no space. Mm-hmm. So we still had to use the portable stuff, so for all dances and things like that. I would think we were probably just more interested in, can we get something more permanent? Can we at least give the students news bulletins and music at various periods during the day? And it would be a lot easier if we already had the equipment such as the speakers in place, and all we would have to do is plug in the tape recorder. And sometime during late 62, early 63, we were able to get a very large Bell and Howell reel-to-reel tape recorder. Mm-hmm. And so we would do the work at Tom's house, actually. He lived out in Stony Mountain. And we would make tapes that we could plug in and play at any dance or any time during the day. Our own LPs, or maybe borrow them from somebody. Mm-hmm. My parents, for example, had a lot of LPs, especially dance music from the late 40s and early 50s, which I borrowed shamelessly. Thank you.
from the time I was pre-teenager. I had a radio in my room, and we would listen to clear channel radio stations from the United States. I was always a fan of the Grand Ole Opry,
okay.
WSM from Nashville, and then the Fargo stations. We had a room now, even it was just backstage, and then we built the radio room behind it. It probably wasn't much bigger than the room we're sitting in right now. The back room with a window in it was the radio room where we had the equipment. Mm-hmm. And then I was able to get some funds from the student council and from Dr. Lockhart, and we bought, I think, two turntables and some microphones, mm-hmm. and put them together. What we would call a, quote, radio station was really just an in-house method to put programs on through to the cafeteria, sure. and still do the dances and maybe the odd news broadcast and bulletin. So I got a radio and I tuned it to just across the road at the CBC.
I went down to the fishing hole, and I sat down with my fishing pole. Some grabbed my hook, and they got my bait, and they jerked me out in the middle of the lake. Some jumped, I got sunk, baptized on a credit. Fishing down on the muddy bank, I felt a pull, and I give a big yank. I hauled out three old rubber boots, and a Ford radiator, and a Chevrolet coupe. Handed in for national defense. Sitting in a boat with a bucket of beer, and I hadn't caught nothing, but I didn't much care. I guess I was pretty well satisfied. I had my little lady right by my side. Taking it easy, just waiting. Worm been gone off that hook for a couple hours. You go fishing, I'll tell you what to do. You go sit down by the greasy slough. Take a piece of string and tie it on your pole and throw it way out in the middle of the hole. Find you a good shade tree and then just sit down. Go to sleep. Forget all about it. Jumped in the river and went down deep. There's a 100-pound catfish laying there asleep. Jumped on his back and rode in him to town. Saddled him up and then I come to town. People come a-running. Looking, dogs are barking, kids are squalling. Stagnate water's a stinking thing, slick on top and all turn green. When the water goes bad, the fish all run. Sit all day and not catch one. Except mud wallopers, dugars, a few little suckers. Waded out to a sandy bar and I caught myself a big alligator gar. I brung him home across my back. Tail was dragging a mile and a half. Flipping and flopping. Sold him for a quarter. Shot crabs. Got in jail. Early one morning I took me a notion to go out a-fishing in the middle of the ocean. Rode out my line, I caught me a shark. I didn't get him home till way past dark. He's a man-eater, tough customer. Just wasn't quite tough enough. Late last night I had me a dream. I was out fishing in a whiskey stream. Baited my hook with Applejack. Throw out a drink, bring a gallon back. Done pretty good. Creek run dry, so I give my fish back to the finance company.
Well, we looked around for in a sense for good equipment but cheap. We got the turntables and. We had a small, I guess you would call it a mixing board. It wasn't called mixing board back then. I can't remember what the phrase was that used it. But we got that equipment, and it came direct from Japan. And we were anxiously waiting for it, and it did arrive. It was here sometime in November, I believe. So we unpacked the crates and dug everything out, and that's when we learned that all the instructions were in Japanese. None in English. None at all. Pieces of music as we could. It was a lot easier after we got the Big Bell and Howell reel to reel, because then I could get people to lend me their records for maybe a weekend, and then I could just load it, and then I could put that on for a half hour and turn it off and go to class and come back. That was the time period of folk singing, the Lamplighters, the Chad Mitchell Trio, Woody Guthrie. That's the sort of stuff that you'd play a lot of. That would be what a lot of the students would be listening to. Still, there was rock and roll, as it was called then, not just rock, but rock and roll. Buddy Holly, Buddy Knox, certainly Buddy Holly was a favorite of almost everybody.
I'm gonna tell you how it's gonna be. Are you gonna give your love to me? You know my love will not fade away. Oh, well, you know my love will not fade away. My love is bigger than a Cadillac. I try to show it when you're driving me back. Your love for me got to be real.
for you to know just how I feel. A love for real, not fade away.
Probably the first announcing that we really did was when Kennedy was assassinated, because I was off that particular period. I was backstage in the room, and I was basically just doing some work and listening to CBC radio when the bulletin came on, you know, flashed whatever the announcer said, and from Dallas, and so then I just basically flipped the switch on, had the microphone right in front of me, and informed as many people as I could right. of what had happened. Right. And then I stayed with that for a good couple hours, but then now I had to go to class again. All we had, because I never could get the feed, direct feed from CBC, it would have been way too expensive. The university just couldn't afford it, or the college, sorry, couldn't afford it. So the only really news announcements, I would go to the printing office, and the guy's name was Van Dilt, and we had a unitergram that used to be placed on the tables every morning. Mm-hmm. And I would grab an advance copy at, you know, I was usually here before 8 o'clock in the morning, 7:30, quarter to 8. And so then I would go down, read it, maybe underline some things that I thought maybe would be of interest, and then use that as a news bulletin for Radio United. We didn't even use the call letters, which were, I guess, would be totally illegal for us to have used them. So we just call it Radio United. Okay. Yeah, I never really thought about, you know, X years down the road, how it would turn out. It was just something I was interested in, I got involved in, and see what we can do with the limited funds we did have. Mm-hmm. But it turned out, you know, unbelievable.
You've been listening to an interview with David Shilliday, who founded CKUW back in 1963 as a closed-circuit station on the University of Winnipeg campus. My name's Rob Schmidt, current station manager for CKUW. Thank you for listening.